You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
And you are officially on the couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me, your psychologist. As I always am here to talk with you at 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time on Fridays. Great to have you with me. Yeah, we talk about so many things here on the show, and I encourage you to call in as well and ask questions if you have them about anything. Yeah, usually relationships, many times, most of the time, improving your life. How to get yourself together so you can just basically be a happier person. So you can be more productive in life, so you can have pretty healthy relationships. And, you know, that's the definition of being healthy, is having functioning in your life. Socially, employment-wise, I know it's tough to get a job out there. I understand. I'm just talking about some sort of giving you can employ by volunteering. You know, having other relationships. You don't have to be in a romantic relationship to be healthy. Just taking care of your life and being a good person in society and learning how to make yourself the being you wanted to be. The person who God gave free will to so you could change your life. Did you ever see that movie, guys, called Yes Man? That's such a cool movie with Jim Carrey. It was hysterical. And it's where he went to that seminar and the actor said, you know, say yes to everything and your life will change. Well, we're sort of talking about that today. It's not actually just like the movie. There's a component to that. But it's sort of that you have to say yes to the world. And my guest today is Kristen Brown. She's an author, an international leader in transformational communications. She's also the founder of On Camera. It's one of the Pacific Rim's premier presentation training firms. She's been doing this for over 25 years, increasing folks' communication skills, and she's worked with amazing people out there in the world. I mean, she has affected so many superstars, entertainers in sports, business, politics. She's also the author of the book Star Quality, 7 Steps to Developing Your Charismatic Power, and also the founder of the website Yes Worldwide. We're going to be talking to Kristen about her latest book. It's called The Power of Yes. It's a primer for jumping consciousness. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Doc Michelle. I appreciate being here.
So nice to have you, as always. And I really want to tell you, honestly, I loved reading your book. It's laid out very comfortably for people. It helps them move through different parts of their lives. It's so interesting to follow, and it's not like, oh God, I have to trudge through this self-help book kind of book. You know what I'm saying? sometimes I get authors and they have self-help books, and we're literally trying to trudge through the information, and it's hard to get. You make it so comfortable, and you have great exercises. You have follow-ups at the end of each chapter to get people to feel better. So congratulations on your book. It's awesome.
Thank you very much.
The Power of Yes. It's a primer for jumping consciousness, and I love that whole thing, that whole quantum jumping thing, Kristen. Let's just get basic here, and then we'll roll on into some of the information that you can give to folks to help them. What inspired you to write this book?
That's a horrifying tale, because we have the power of yes, the power to flow through life.
Yeah.
And you notice that you can always find something to say yes to in any given situation.
Right.
Only I was very addicted to no. I was in my ego. Mm-hmm. Ironically, I was stuck in my ego, but also very insecure.
Hmm.
So what happened with this book is when I was in England, I was contacted. They tracked me down there. I was on a holiday, but I got a phone call from Princess Diana's woman who was producing her footage for the landmines and all the ways she was speaking out to help people.
Wow.
She was turning herself in to a professional princess.
Mm-hmm.
She realized it had really hurt her when she lost her HRH status and was no longer considered, you know, to be one of the elite royals.
Right.
And so she, you couldn't call her Her Royal Highness anymore.
Mm.
I mean, imagine that.
Really?
You know, in America, we're thinking,
yes,
Her Royal Highness. But that's what that HRA status,
yes,
apparently meant something to,
yes,
her.
Ah.
And so she had decided, okay, I'm not a royal anymore. I'm being sort of pushed out of the family by these royals.
Right.
Who are angry at me now because she and Prince Charles were divorcing.
Right.
So she was finding her power in speaking out and helping people, and very close to Mother Teresa, in fact.
That's lovely.
I mean, very inspired by her. So she had landmine footage she had done, and she looked at the video and was just horrified because she didn't come across with a lot of power.
Right.
And since I work with people on power and I've done a lot of media training,
yes,
apparently, unbeknownst to me, I had worked with her producer.
Ah.
And so her producer said, look, can you do for Diana what you did for me?
Wow.
Now, she was only an hour away, so most normal people would have said, absolutely.
Right.
I'll be up there tomorrow. Let's do this.
Right.
Me, I said, well, you know, when I started negotiating, I said, well, you know, I'm on a holiday and I'm going to Glastonbury in the morning.
Oh, my
and
God.
I really want to be with my family. Why don't we do this in the fall? Why don't we meet in New York?
Mm.
Now, how arrogant. Because, I mean, I could have flown to London, but not me. I said, she can come to New York. I'll meet her halfway.
Yes.
I live in Los Angeles.
Right. I don't know if was arrogance,
what
though.
What a crazy person.
No.
So I arranged, we were going to do her in her suite. She kept a suite at the Carlisle Hotel that she always,
nice,
when she would stay at when she was in New York. So we arranged that. I arranged the videographer. We did it all over the phone, and I hung up and thought, okay, I'll see her, you know, in New York in the fall.
Right.
Well, of course, she and I was seeing her in early September, I think the first of the second week, and she died on August 31st.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And it just threw me so much. It taught me so much.
What a wake-up call. Yeah.
Yes moves everything forward, and you better be really careful about what you say no to. If I needed a boundary from Princess Diana, God help me, I don't know why I would.
No, don't you
I
think you
could have helped her a lot.
Don't you think you were
no
fearful?
No is to set boundaries.
Yeah.
No is to help you stop things,
yes,
that are encroaching on you, that are negative in your world. It's
right.
Not to stop the flow of life. And
correct,
that's what I used it for. I used it in a very bad way. And so I said, I got to write a book about this and find out what the power of yes is, because I sure don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You were operating on a lot of no's for a great deal of your life,
huh? I was very good. I lived in a no world.
Oh, I think we all do. I really do. I think that's the biggies. And, you know, when I was saying earlier, it's fear. It was more like, do you suppose, it wasn't narcissistic or anything, Kristen. It was more like, oh my God, Princess Diana, this is freaking me out. I'm not ready for this. I mean, don't you think you were coming from there? I don't think it was an arrogant
thing.
Yeah,
I think there was a bit of arrogance laced with a lot of fear.
Because
I remember thinking, you know what? I don't have anything to wear. I mean, this is Princess Diana, for God's sake. She's going to look great. And what am I going to wear? I'm on a holiday.
Aww.
So I remember all that. So
right.
I know I was afraid and intimidated, and I wanted to watch video of her before I met with her. But the truth is, I have been doing this for 20 years.
Right.
I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
I didn't need anything to go there.
Yes.
But I stopped myself, and I obviously was afraid, and I didn't know how to say yes in the moment. I mean, now, when someone asks me something, I'm prone to yes. I train myself to go, move towards yes rather than saying no. Mm-hmm. I'll slow things down. I'll mm-hmm. say, let me think about that for a minute, and I'll get back to you. I won't immediately necessarily jump on it because I might not know for sure.
Right.
But I will be far more prone to yes than no.
Right, exactly. And a little bit earlier I talked about the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey, and that was really it was a comedy, but it gave a lot of really good meaning to sort of opening yourself up to opportunities in your life, even though they seem scary. So how do you define the power of yes?
Action. It's interesting because I thought, how am I have a website, Yes Worldwide, mm-hmm. and we do this blog. We Twitter the Daily Yes, and we have a blog, the Daily Yes. And I thought, how do you express the power of yes? I mean, that's really a good question.
Right.
And you take action.
Yes.
I realized, yes, the power in yes is that it moves things forward. It's an action word. Yes, yes, I'll do this. Yes, I want to. Yes, bring it on.
Mm.
It is full of action. And that's what, so I, how I express yes or how I define yes is in the power to take action.
Right. And what do you feel prevents people from taking that power many times? I mean, we just talked about a little bit of the fear you had, but what is that that prevents us from sort of allowing ourselves to feel open enough to take the opportunities or to reach out to other people?
Exactly, because you'd have to say it's a lack of confidence in yourself and your inner knowing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a disconnect there. Mm. We really do know who we are, and we really are guided from within.
Mm-hmm.
And yet most of us are not in touch with our inner guidance or our inner yes.
Yes.
So that we don't get a proper reading. I even now have to slow it down sometimes because maybe I'll feel a no in my gut, but I'll want an override with a yes. And so I'll have to just go in and get in touch with, which way am I feeling? Am I moving forward? Is my body literally, because I believe our bodies are pendulums.
They are, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, you've experienced, you can kind of,
oh, absolutely.
When you're with someone that's good for you, you feel yourself leaning towards them.
Absolutely. Again. Absolutely.
And when something's bad for you, you are literally pulling back from it.
Mm-hmm. I like the way word that. I really do. Rather than energies, you know, the very common, tendency to use the word. The energies are very similar, but it's true. I mean, our bodies are like a pendulum. They really are.
They're just a pendulum, and you're just going to move into things, but you got to watch them because it's your inner knowing that's telling you, ooh. Yeah. And I watched myself meet people and just back away from them, and I would know this is not someone I want to traffic with.
Wow. You're in touch with your intuition then, very, very
I am,
tightly.
But it's only because I wrote this book, and I realized that I know everything inside, that I'm not really needing to seek answers outside of me, that I know what I need to know. I have perfect guidance from within. I didn't know that at the time, or I would have leaned into Princess Diana and said yes, because I would have seen myself going towards that.
Yes.
I just went with the mind confusion and the fear and let me get the control of this and let me sort it out, let me get the right clothes. I went with that kind of a stepping back, insecure, unknowing answer.
I think
so. I would say it comes from all of those. It comes from our insecurity, our lack of faith in ourselves, our lack of trust in our inner knowing.
Yes, exactly. By the way, if you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you are on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, Kristen Brown. She's the author of several books, but we're talking about her latest book. It's The Power of Yes, A Primer for Jumping Consciousness. And we're talking about how to take control of your life, in a sense, and get the things you want to get, whether they're material or basically feelings within that make you happy and feel better and have healthier relationships. And we were just talking about trying to guide within. You know, it's interesting, Kristen, because as a therapist, a psychologist, I think one of the most difficult things for me personally, I'll just say, I won't speak for the community, is to be able to guide people and not project my own stuff onto someone else, but try to guide them. But the ultimate goal here is to say, you got to find this stuff within yourself, you see, and yeah. It's very difficult. So how can life guide us? And I want people to read this book because you really do give wonderful examples of help. How can life guide us to finding the yes for our lives?
Oh, that's such a good question, because life is always guiding you. And we get disconnected from this. This is the truth, is that you're guided every step of the way, but we resist life and we fight it and we want to control. I mean, there is a brilliant AA counselor in L.A. who, every time someone calls her for advice, and they call her all day long, she answers the phone and she says, "Who's not doing things your way today, honey?"
Oh, I like that. Could you? Hey,
God.
Thanks for
it's
the
like,
idea.
Oh, she nails it for them.
Oh, my God.
Because, come on, We think that we're in control. No, no, no. We just need to watch where life is guiding us. You're not meeting that person by accident. That's someone you need to meet.
Yes.
There's something you need to learn here in every situation. And it was so hard for me to get this and to surrender to the brilliance of life, to the what's available here, to what an unbelievable learning planet this is.
Wow.
I mean, they call this the planet where you come to learn. And it is. I mean, planet Earth is brilliant.
Because if you
get out of the way and you stop fighting it, you're going to get everything you need to grow and to just grow into a person of power and love.
Mm.
And, you know, people get all hung up, because I see what frightens me the most, Dr. Michelle, is that people are disconnected from their own hearts, from their own ability to love. So there's so much judgment out here of each other, of ourselves, that we're keeping ourselves locked in a very negative place, only because we haven't opened our heart or learned to love ourselves and love others and forgive people, because we're also imperfect.
Yes.
Nobody's doing it. Even Christ, you know, he killed the fig tree or whatever it was. I mean, you know, we all lose it.
Yes. Yeah. We're only human.
I know. So even the saints and sages are losing it. Hello?
Well,
we're supposed to get it all right? I don't think so.
It is all about lessons. I totally agree with you. So how can we help ourselves? I mean, you have great tools in your book to help readers learn how to get rid of the negative thoughts. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, living every day with mostly positive thoughts or assumptions.
I know.
You know, we all have negative, oh, what if this happens? Oh, be careful driving. You might get into an accident. Oh, that thing is so expensive. You'll never be able to. It's so hard to get a job these days. He'll never love me. You know, it's all different, you know.
And we have a huge negative bias that is just contracting us horribly.
Right.
We're not even ourselves, because life really is in a flow, and there is, in fact, a stream of well-being, and anyone can live in that flow of well-being.
Right.
But in order to do it, you can't live in your head.
So true.
And you can't buy your thoughts. You can't even accept them. I just say to my mind now, as it runs its litany of, don't do this, that was stupid, how could you say that? What are you doing over here now? You should be doing,
exactly.
You know, as my mind runs its chitch.
Right.
I just say, thank you for sharing.
Right.
And move on. I just don't buy into it.
That's the way to do it.
It's not taking me where I want to be.
Exactly.
I like resting in a stream of well-being. I like feeling good all the time.
Yes.
I don't like having to go with the fear. And the mind is fear-based.
It is so true.
It can't tell the difference between a negative and a positive thought.
Gosh,
it doesn't know which is correct.
No, you're right. You are so right. Kristen, we have a caller on the line. Let's see if we can pull this person up and chat with them, shall we?
Okay, great.
All right. See if they're there. Hi, you're on LA Talk Radio with Dr. Michelle and Kristen Brown. Who's this? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Good. Did you have a question for Kristen, my special guest today?
No, actually checking it out and see how did she get into the business.
Okay. All right. How did you get into the business of entertainment or communications or helping people?
Entertainment.
Entertainment. Okay. It's all yours, Kristen.
You know, that wasn't my intention. When I started helping people, I was helping everyone. I mean, I was helping business people and sports celebrities. It moved into celebrities and people in entertainment because they have to be out in public so much. So they have just the same fears that you and I have. Mm-hmm. So it became, my business became, people would always say, oh, she's a celebrity coach. But that wasn't my intention. It just happened. And celebrities are fascinating people because they have so much pressure on them to say the right thing and be in the public eye and always look good. That's very tough.
Okay. So Kristen was basically their mentor. She's a communications expert to teach people how to come off much better, you know, in the public eye and in media. So what is your name again?
Mr. Pearson.
Nice to have you on the show. Are you interested in getting into the entertainment business?
Yeah, but it was a different type of entertainment. I was looking at it online.
Oh, okay. More online entertainment. Interesting.
Well, I was looking at it online, and it was a different type of entertainment.
Ah.
With an exclamation point behind it.
I see. I think I'm getting your point. Listen, we're going to have to run. We're going to get back to Kristen and her book, and we have other calls coming in. But I thank you so much for calling, and you might pick up her book, The Power of Yes. It's a good one. It's really an excellent book. So thank you so much for calling, and have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now. All righty, Kristen. There you are, my dear.
Okay. It is interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody likes to do celebrity talk and entertainment business. And, you know, it's driving our culture here.
Right. Right. Exactly. So we were talking about negative thoughts before our caller, called in there. And we were also talking about how to, cope with all these negative things going on in our lives. We feel hurt from our past. We get angry. Just in Los Angeles alone, you're the smart one. You moved to a beautiful area outside of Los Angeles where it's a little more peaceful.
Oh, I like LA too, though. You know, there's a beat in Los Angeles.
Oh, there's a beat, honey. That's right.
There's a beat, and you get out in the hinterlands. There's not much of a beat.
Yeah, it's a bit of a manic
and
beat.
And so there's something great about these big cities because so much happens there.
Well, you're right. Fear to use the word again, but the energy here is really a vibrant place.
It moves. It's vibrant, and you can connect into it, and you get a lot done.
Yep.
So I like to come into Los Angeles frequently.
Well, come on down anytime.
Yep.
Love to have you here. We'll do lunch. Anyway, it's always nice to see you, Kristen. We talked about anger, negativity. How about fear? How can we manage our fears? And that was what we talked about earlier. Overcoming that fear of, ooh, gosh, I have this opportunity. I may not be good enough. They may reject me. I'm not ready. I don't have anything to wear. You know, all those things we come up with. How do we manage and overcome all those fears to just get beyond that and take some of those opportunities from out there that come to us?
You know, Dr. Michelle, I'm going to tell you, but I'm not sure you're going to like the answer.
Okay.
People usually do not like how I tell them to overcome fear. But this is, in my estimation, how you overcome fear. You see, fear is alive, and it's an energy that drives this planet. We sell people through fear. We save our lives through fear because we know not to walk out in front of that car or any car. So fear is a driving force, but it is a tremendous transformative force.
Mm.
If you will dance with your fear, if you'll take it in, if you won't fight it.
Right.
So most people have set up a place where they fight their fear, and they try and get it away, and they try and move away from fear. Well, that's never going to happen because fear is pervasive here.
Ah.
So what you do is you move into your fear.
Hmm. Okay.
You don't fight it. You don't move away from it. Whenever I feel a wave of fear, which everyone feels. But say I wake up and I've had some bad dreams, or I go, oh God, how am I going to possibly do this? And I can feel the fear now in my body. It's literally running through me.
Right.
I sit with it.
Wow.
And I go into a meditation, and I welcome the fear. I literally bring it into me until I am filled with fear.
Wow.
And then, yep, I don't move away from it. I move right into it. And when I am absorbed with fear, I send light to all the things I'm afraid of. I just literally stream light to everything that fear has told me or seated in me or is flowing through me with. And as I send the light forward, it transforms itself into a place of, I would have to say, love. It puts me in my heart, and it puts me in a place where the fear is no longer an enemy of mine, but it's just a great teacher who's there for me to learn from. And I have transformed many people's hatred and projections of anger that I can feel because I'm so sensitive. And their fear and my own fear and my own anger, I have transformed it simply by taking it on. It's it's a Buddhist technique they call Tonglen, or sending and receiving, is where I learned it.
That is really fascinating. And you're also talking about the concept in, cognitive behavioral psychology. When we fear something or have a phobia about something, there's a technique, it's called exposure. We expose ourselves to the feared object or person or situation slowly, or we do what's called flooding. We just go head on into it and know that we're not actually going to die. We learn that we can get through this, face it head on, and then you find that you are stronger, you know? And
see,
that
is so good. I had never thought of it that way.
Well, you nailed it,
but
right
there. But yes, you just go right into it, into the heart of the mouth of the dragon.
Yeah. You talk about having faith in yourself. In your book, you talk about your public relations client, Claire, and she was in crisis. And you told her to have faith in herself, and you said, it comes when you know and accept your unique talents and abilities. It's having faith in yourself that eliminates your fears. And that's really, you know, move on. Have that faith. Get rid of that fear and just face it. Feel through it. And I love the idea of the meditation to go within, because you get some of the answers you need. Why am I so scared of this, right?
And that exactly, your fear, it dissipates when you welcome it.
Wow.
It is no longer something that outside of you that can terrorize you.
Well, that's right. You're welcoming and managing the fear because you're taking power. And when we take power, not in an egotistical sense, of course, when we have the control and the power, then we feel not scared anymore. Right?
And in that moment, Dr. Michelle, you know I am greater than my fear.
Yeah.
You feel it.
Yep.
And so all of a sudden the fear shrinks, and who you are is what shouts so loud. I don't know if it was Emerson. Someone said, who you are shouts so loud, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Right.
And that's
cool.
How it is.
Yep.
Because who you are comes through. And I would say that for people who have a lot of fear, what worked for me is I designed a mirror exercise that's in the Power of Yes, where you actually go in front of your mirror and you look yourself in the eyes and you say, I love and accept myself completely.
That's scary sometimes.
It's scary and it's difficult to do, and I guarantee you very few people survive this without falling apart. I mean, I would be streaming, sobbing.
Yes.
Because all the ways that I didn't would come up. And it's really important to do this, because ultimately your ability to love yourself gives you the capacity to love others.
Absolutely.
So it starts and ends with you.
It's true.
And so one must heal that. Now, I had a lot of therapy, of course, and that helped me heal. But also I did a lot of inner clearing work and inner falling in love with myself work, which also allowed me to live in a yes place.
Yes.
Because it's just it's a no world, and it's just too difficult to live in a positive place without doing the work on yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And by the way, if you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest, Kristen Brown. She's an author, international leader in transformational communications, and she's increased the communication skills and sort of helped people be out there in the media. And we're talking about top names in entertainment and sports and business and politics. And I know that you do keep a lot of your superstar clients confidential in your book, and you use other names, which is wonderful. But we're talking about Kristen's
important
too, legally. We're talking about Kristen's book, The Power of Yes, A Primer for Jumping Consciousness. And, you know, Kristen, in figuring out what kind of decisions we need to make about things, we always have life choices, right? Relationships, jobs, whatever. You suggest that we use the intuition. We were talking about intuition, and you describe it as the superpower of the mind. But, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes the mind gets in the way. So, you know, there's always those analytical
thoughts.
But you
have an intuitive mind. See,
right.
That's what's so interesting,
right.
Dr. Michelle, is we don't give any credence to our intuitive mind,
no.
which lives in our heart.
Mm.
You have, like, like 80,000 neuron receptors in the heart. You have an enormous amount of
right.
neuron receptors living in your heart. That's your seat of your intuition. It comes from your heart and your gut and your deep inner knowing.
Mm.
And it used to be well thought of. It used to be thousands of years ago that people would consult the intuitives. They would go to the Oracle of Delphi and say, what do you see? Can you help me with this?
Right.
And they would be looking for intuitive guidance.
Right.
That now, because of the analytical qualities of the mind, have so dominated, and the patriarchy has so dominated this last century, that we have disconnected from our inner gut level knowing. It's a more feminine quality, and it's on the rise again.
Right.
The feminine gains her power and balances out with the masculine, we'll find that it's a very natural thing to just say, well what am I feeling?
Right.
What does it feel like to me? Mm-hmm. Oh, this doesn't feel right. Okay, I'm going with that.
Right. So
but
it's
that's
really
intuitive knowing, and that used to be highly regarded, and it will happen again. It's coming back, and I write an entire chapter to it because
yes, you do.
I realized it was my gut level knowing that was saving me every time. And when I disconnected, that's when I got into my no and in trouble.
Mm-hmm. And men are less intuitive, supposedly. But
not at all.
They're just
not in touch with it.
Yeah.
They haven't cultivated. Some of the greatest intuitives I know are men.
Mm.
But, you see, it's not regarded well. It's like, look at men. How horrible is this? They're not supposed to emotionally feel.
Right.
Men aren't supposed to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just drop dead of a heart attack and you hold it all inside? I don't think so. I think you learn to access your feelings, and it's okay. I remember years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago, watching a pilot who had come back from a war. It may have been the Vietnam War.
Right.
And he was speaking so poignantly on television, he started to cry.
Mm.
And I thought, that's a man. He's a flyboy, and he's crying on national TV.
Wow.
God bless
him.
My
God. Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, I mean, he has the courage.
Right.
He was such a hero.
Alpha male.
And that's what men are.
Right.
They have all the feelings we have, all of the intuitive knowing. It hasn't been honored in our culture.
Mm.
They're supposed to be macho and punch each other out and be strong and not show their feelings, and that's just sick. And wrong.
Yep, it sure is. I agree. and it's not, you know, making men more feminine or giving them, I mean, you know, describe the feminine qualities in the description. It is intuition, but I think you're right. I really do. It's that they haven't been allowed to.
Yes, it's just as available to men.
That's right. You know,
and they have this exactly as great as we all have it. It's how we connect to our inner knowing, to God within.
Yes. We do also have, you know, all the studies of the peptides and, you know, they're the neural receptors really are in the heart. People don't understand this. This is scientifically, this is a physiological finding. And people say, oh, you think with your heart. Well, we all sort of do, because the communication between the brain and the heart, there are those neuron receptors. So how do we open up our hearts to others and get in touch with our intuition and feeling and love, and at the same time protect ourselves? You know, you talk about the boundary no, right? Mm-hmm. How do we do that?
I just know it's for me what has happened.
Okay.
Because I become very sensitive to people in my heart. I can feel their pain. And now when people attack me as they do, or I just had an assistant leave and without notice, and you didn't train the next person, you know, that's not the way to treat people.
Yeah.
So I found myself being hurt in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of like getting angry with her and judging her, I sent her a lot of love because I knew that came from a place where she'd been hurt or she was afraid.
Yes. Yes.
I don't live in a judgmental place anymore. So I guess that would be one answer to your question.
Okay.
Is I really work to process everything through my heart, because living in the heart and living in love is the best feeling there is.
Yes.
There is nothing more joyful available on the planet. Love is the frequency of joy.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So when you access that, you don't want to live in any other place. You don't want to go say, oh, mind, what do you think about this?
Yes.
Because the mind thinks everything you've ever programmed into it.
Yes, yes.
It thinks, well, I read this study. It thinks, well, you know, this person told me that was stupid, so I shouldn't do that. It thinks, I don't like this. Mm. I never did.
Right.
You know what I mean? You start on that mind journey, it never ends.
Mm. Right.
But if you live in your heart, then you feel your way through life and you protect yourself, because things will not feel good to you.
Sure.
You'll just say, no, 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 that's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
And you'll be very clear. I know very strongly what works and what doesn't work for me. So I can't be seduced by people who are trying to do something to me or harm me in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I am pretty alert. And I only learned this because I was married to a sociopath.
Ah.
And I was married to a man who could do great harm.
Wow.
And did, in fact, harm my daughter. And so in, like, having to realize that the world has a lot of people in it who are dark, who do bad, who do harm us,
and
who we have to protect ourselves from. I had to find that out the hard way marrying one.
Well, I want to take a little leap here and talk about that for a minute, because I know you are involved in the organization Victims Get Vocal. You know, you and I were talking before the show about all of the people sort of coming out about their sexual abuse. And, you know, this case with Sandusky over at Penn State, this is a big blow up, and all these victims are coming out.
And he's a big sociopath.
Oh,
my God.
You know,
he can stand there in front of the cameras with like 10 men saying, he did this to me, and he can say, I'm completely innocent.
That's right. Well, he's convinced himself, like you and I said many times, OJ, a sociopath, people who are, you know, hurting others in some way, murdering others, committing sexual crimes.
They think they didn't do it.
Yes, it is a personality disorder indeed. And they do convince themselves and really try to be arrogant enough to think other people believe that they're innocent as well. But you mentioned that you are helping your daughter. And I don't know if you want to mention any more about that, but I do know that much of this is about helping individuals who have been sexually molested speak out about the problem. Speak out. Feel free. They're not at all responsible for this at all. I mean, they need
because
to have a voice.
Because the abusers, the sexual abusers, convince them that they are responsible.
Correct.
They made this happen. They're so beautiful. You caused me to molest you.
Correct. Yes. This is what happened.
And so it took my daughter 2 years to figure out it wasn't her fault.
Oh.
And that was 2 years in a therapeutic boarding school where they were working with her on this problem continually.
Yes.
So it's really hard, and that's why for my Yes Worldwide, we have a service project, which is Victims Get Vocal.
Mm-hmm.
And we started a nonprofit
Great.
That is just helps people realize that once they speak out, because now remember, Doc Michelle, it's 1 out of 3 girls and 1 out of 6 boys
My goodness.
Are being sexually molested before the age of 18.
My goodness.
That
is amazing. It is
horrifying.
And I used to work with victims of sexual abuse, and they were, most of them, adolescents or young adults who, you know, finally found the voice and really went through intensive therapy to realize that this was damaging to them and that they're not going to be looked at as, you know, judged anymore. And they are victims and they need healing. And love, and so you're...
And it starts by telling one person. So
right.
We started Victims Get Vocal.
Great.
Because we realized that when victims do get vocal, they can become survivors who stop abuse.
Right. So if people...
Because, you know, we all have to be very alert
yes.
to this. I'm a smart woman. It mm-hmm. happened to me right in my home.
Well,
to my beautiful adopted Russian daughter.
We don't know it. Right under our noses.
And the DA still has not charged this man for this crime because they don't like to. Somehow, this is a family matter.
Mm.
They don't. Approximately one third of the guys who are sexually molesting children are relatives.
Mm.
But they have a hell of a time charging these guys.
They do.
And so we have to make it a national movement. She is speaking up and speaking out.
Good for her.
And a lot of victims are turning into survivors.
Yes.
And that's the action project
yes.
that the Power of Yes is about.
Mm.
Because once you embrace the Power of Yes, you get a lot of power.
Yes.
And you can take action. And you're fearless in many ways.
Exactly.
Because I really feel we can change the law and change the world.
Oh, I think we can too.
I think we can change this because he's cyber-stalking her now.
Oh, my God.
Now, how does a man get away with sexual molestation and be able to destroy her reputation on the Internet?
Mm.
There's something wrong here.
Well,
the justice system is not working.
Yes, it's not working. And there need to be a lot more cyber-stalking laws as well in
yeah.
many different forms. And that's coming about as well, I know, in the courts. But, I mean, this is a great... I hope your attorney and I hope the people you're working with, you know, keep every single bit of cyber stalking that is on that computer.
We've got it.
Okay.
We've got it. But, you know, it is like if people want to sign, they can
yes.
go on change.org and you just type in help Zoe find justice and
okay.
you can sign her petition. There's over 1,000 people now
Great.
Who have signed to help her find justice.
Mm.
And she's just using herself as an example because
right.
once she proves that you can change the system, then a lot more people will come forward
yes.
and say, you know, my uncle molested me, my dad this. And
yes.
we'll change things. We won't have this world be such a fearful place for,
yes.
for kids.
Exactly. Well, bless her heart. And again, it's change.org, and you go on to help Zoe find justice.
Find justice.
Yes.
Exactly.
Can they also connect you through it's yesworldwide.com?
They can. They can go to info@yesworldwide,
yeah.
and they can connect.
Great. That'd be great. So, you know, they can help out. You know, Zoe
yeah.
and the cause and all the victims who, of sexual abuse turn into survivors. And like you said, this is part of, you know, your book, The Power of Yes, which is helping people.
This is how
people.
It is. This is when you ask me, how do you activate the
yes.
power of yes? How do you use this? You take action in your own life. You
mm-hmm.
do something that is so deep in your heart that you believe
mm-hmm.
with a passion.
Right.
That this is how we change the world, one person at a time.
Mm. Yes.
It's like what George Bush Sr. was talking about, those 1,000 points of light.
Right.
I don't
right.
think he had a clue what he was talking about. But that's, this
right.
is how it
no,
comes
no.
into action.
Yes.
You become a point of light.
That's
and
exactly
you say,
right.
this is my mission, and this is how I'm changing the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if enough of us do that, this will become a very safe place to live. This
mm-hmm.
will become a yes world.
Yes. You talk about the 5 yeses, and they're a great concept. It's just in summary, because I really want to encourage people to buy the book, because, you know, if you read it, there's some wonderful pages for you to work out some thoughts on. There's great journaling experiences. There's some homework. It's really a great read. But you talk about the 5 daily yeses that we can use to help create the lives we desire. Can you share those with the listeners briefly?
I think so, because, you know, what you want to do is you want to wake up and you want to make a daily practice of saying yes to at least one thing you really love to do.
Okay. So
it's like, in this exciting world, what do I want to do for myself today?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That we
See?
All deserve
you got me
that.
Going
we
there.
Deserve to do. And it doesn't matter if it's like, I'm going to go to the zoo today because, by God, I've never taken an hour at the zoo in the last year. Or I'm going to pick up flowers that I love and I'm going to just enjoy them the whole week. It doesn't matter what it is.
Small things. Mm-hmm.
But and I also want you to pass that energy around. So the other thing I like people to do with their five yeses is to share at least one thing that they enjoy.
Hmm. That's lovely.
Yeah, if you saw a good movie or you heard a great CD, tell somebody.
Mm-hmm. You're sharing
and then,
that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then I want people to appreciate at least one person today. Like to say, oh, Doc Michelle, I love that you managed to get your degree in psychology and you're using this to serve and give back and you do this show to help other people and you use your own expertise in this way serves. It's just appreciating. We don't appreciate each other enough.
It's true. I think we don't verbalize it. Many times I think we think it and we assume that other people know that we appreciate them or that we think these thoughts.
And you don't. You know, if you're in the market and you say to the checkout person, I really like what you do with your hair or that's a great smile, anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's a one act of kindness. And that's really important to do in the day because it reverses the fear and the negativity in the world. You know, even if someone smiles at you, it makes a difference.
It really does, huh? That's number four of the five simple ways to make yes a daily practice. Perform at least one act of kindness. And you always say, too, you know, giving is, of course, receiving as well. It makes us all feel better, and it does help open up our hearts.
And it can be a little thing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be anything big. It can be as much as a smile.
Mm.
But those smiles, I remember times in my life when things were very, very rough, and someone would smile at me, a stranger, and it would warm my heart. It would make me feel so good.
Right.
And it was such a simple act. And so now I try and smile as much as I can at people who I can feel their loneliness. I can feel their pain.
Yes.
And I just try and warn them and let them know there's someone here I understand.
Yes, it's really true. It's giving.
It's just giving. And then I say start and end each day positively because I want people to think of, when they review before they go to bed, what went well for me today? And what good thing did I do for myself or someone else?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe you just laughed deeply, or maybe you let go of your anger quicker.
Yes.
Or maybe you started to find things that went right today instead of what went wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's as simple as that. So I try and get people involved in the five yeses.
Those are terrific. And they really are. They're great daily practices. And they're, you know, the good things are usually quite simple, aren't they?
Aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're free.
Yes.
They don't cost you anything.
That's right. And they are the best things.
We're also worried we don't have enough money, but it doesn't take money to be happier, to be connected to your inner yes. It doesn't cost you anything.
So true.
It's just a shift of focus from the negative and the fear and the lack and the judgment into a place of just love and flow and appreciating the beauty in life.
Yeah, it's so true. Well, to show you my appreciation, we're going to have to wrap up here. But thank you so much, Kristen, for inspiring everybody and being there for so many people. And your wonderful book, The Power of Yes, A Primer for Jumping Consciousness, really helping people out and just open your arms and your heart to life and go for it. And allow the fear to come through, feel it. It's all normal, and know that each day is a lesson. We're learning these things, and that's what it's all about. Don't fight the feeling, right?
That's right.
Well, how can people get a hold of you and also get your book, Kristen?
Go to me through info@yesworldwide. Mm-hmm. And the book is, the way I'm selling it is on Amazon, because mm-hmm. I think it's only $14.95.
Yeah.
But it's available through Amazon, and that's the easiest way. We were shipping it ourselves, and it's just mm-hmm. way too much. It's so much easier to just do it that
sure
way.
Is.
So Amazon.com.
Yes. Yep, or you can contact Kristen if you have any questions or comments or anything. YesWorldwide.com. Easy as that.
That's
a great book, helped change your life. Again, Kristen Brown, thanks so much for being such a great guest on my show.
Thank you, Doc Michelle. It's been my pleasure.
All right. Take good care now, and have a lovely, happy holiday.
Okay, will do, you too.
All right, bye-bye now. Yeah, if you have any questions as well, you can contact me here on LA Talk Radio. DocMichelle@AOL.com. That's right here on the webpage on LA Talk Radio. DocMichelle@AOL.com. Write me. Would love to hear from you. Also, you can contact me on my website, which is right here on the webpage as well. So check that out. Thank you so much for being with me today. Great to have you on the couch. You can stay if you'd like. More great shows coming up. David's next. We got CBS News first, get you up to date on what's going on in the world, and I'll be back next week. More wonderful shows to come, and self-help information. As I always do say, take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others, and that's the way it works. Happy holidays, everyone. God bless.